The Apocalypse of St. John the Apostle. In the first, second, and third chapters of this book are contained instructions and admonitions which St. John was commanded to write to the seven bishops of the churches in Asia, and in the following chapters, to the end, are contained prophecies of things that are to come to pass in the Church of Christ, particularly towards the end of the world, in the time of Antichrist. It was written in Greek, in the island of Patmos, where St. John was in banishment by order of the cruel Emperor Domitian, about 64 years after our Lord's ascension. Apocalypse Chapter 1. St. John is ordered to write to the seven churches in Asia, the manner of Christ's appearing to him. 1:1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to make known to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass, and signified, sending by his angel to his servant John, the things which must shortly come. And again it is said, verse 3, the time is at hand. This cannot be meant of all the things prophesied in the Apocalypse, where mention is made also of the day of judgment, and of the glory of heaven at the end of the world. That some things were to come to pass shortly, is evident, by what is said to the seven churches, chap. 2 and 3, or that the persecutions foretold should begin shortly, or that these words signified, that all time is short, and that from the coming of Christ, we are now in the last age or last hour. See 1 John 2.18, 1:2. Who hath given testimony to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, what things soever he hath seen. 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth and heareth the words of this prophecy, and keepeth those things which are written in it, for the time is at hand. 1:4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace, from him that is and that was and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, who hath loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. 1:6. And hath made us a kingdom, and priests to God and his Father. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. 1:7. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also that pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth shall bewail themselves because of him. Even so. Amen. 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I am Alpha and Omega. These are the names of the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, and signify the same as what follows. The beginning and the end. The first cause and last end of all beings. Who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. These words signify the true God only, and are here applied to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is to come again to judge the living and the dead. 1:9. I, John, your brother and your partner in tribulation and in the kingdom and patient in Christ Jesus, was in the island which is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus. 1:10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet. 1:11. Saying, what thou seest, write in a book and send to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamos and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. 1:12. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. 1:13. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. 1:14. And his head and his hairs were white as white wool and as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. 1:15. And his feet like unto fine brass, as in a burning furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. 1:16. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and from his mouth came out a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was as the sun shineth in his power. 1:17. And when I had seen him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and the last. 1:18. And alive, and was dead, and behold, I am living forever and ever, and have the keys of death and of hell. 1:19. Write therefore the things which thou hast seen, and which are, and which must be done hereafter. 1:20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks are the seven churches. Apocalypse Chapter 2. Directions where to write to the angels or bishops of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos and Thyatira. 2:1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he who holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. 2:2. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them that are evil. And thou hast tried them who say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. 2:3. And thou hast patience and hast endured for my name and hast not fainted. 2:4. But I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first charity. 2:5. Be mindful therefore from whence thou art fallen, and do penance and do the first works, or else I come to thee and will move thy candlestick out of its place, except thou do penance. 2:6. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaites, which I also hate. 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh I will give to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of my God. 2:8. And to the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. 2:9. I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich, and thou art blasphemed by them that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. 2:10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. 2:11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He that shall overcome shall not be hurt by the second death. 2:12. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, these things saith he that hath the sharp two-edged sword. 2:13. I know where thou dwellest, where the seat of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas was my faithful witness, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. 2:14. But I have against thee a few things, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat and to commit fornication. 2:15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaites. 2:16. In like manner do penance. If not, I will come to thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh I will give the hidden manna and will give him a white counter, and in the counter, a new name written, which no man knoweth but he that receiveth it. 2:18. And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like to a flame of fire and his feet like to fine brass. 2:19. I know thy works and thy faith and thy charity and thy ministry and thy patience and thy last works, which are more than the former. 2:20. But I have against thee a few things, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat of things sacrificed to idols. 2:21. And I gave her a time that she might do penance, and she will not repent of her fornication. 2:22. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and they that commit adultery with her shall be in very great tribulation, except they do penance from their deeds. 2:23. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he that searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. But to you I say. 2:24. And to the rest who are at Thyatira, whosoever have not this doctrine and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will not put upon you any other burthen. 2:25. Yet that which you have, hold fast till I come. 2:26. And he that shall overcome and keep my words unto the end, I will give him power over the nations. Power over the nations. This choose, that the saints, who are with Christ our Lord in heaven, receive power from him to preside over nations and provinces, as patrons, and shall come with him at the end of the world to execute his will against those who have not kept his commandments. 2:27. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and as the vessel of a potter they shall be broken. 2:28. As I also have received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. 2:29. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Apocalypse chapter 3. Directions where to write to Sardis, Philadelphia and Laodicea. 3:1. And to the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and that thou hast the name of being alive, and thou art dead. 3:2. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, which are ready to die. For I find not thy works full before my God. 3:3. Have in mind therefore in what manner thou hast received and heard, and observe and do penance. If then thou shalt not watch, I will come to thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know at what hour I will come to thee. 3:4. But thou hast a few names in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy. 3:5. He that shall overcome shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. 3:6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. 3:7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, These things saith the Holy One and the True One, He that hath the key of David, He that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. 3:8. I know thy works. Behold, I have given before thee a door opened, which no man can shut, because thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. 3:9. Behold, I will bring of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and adore before thy feet, and they shall know that I have loved thee. 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. 3:12. He that shall overcome, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. 3:13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. 3:14. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, who is the beginning of the creation of God, the Amen, that is, the true one, the truth itself, the Word and Son of God, the beginning, ; that is, the principle, the source, and the efficient cause of the whole creation. 3:15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. 3:16. But because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will begin to vomit thee out of my mouth. 3:17. Because thou sighest, I am rich and made wealthy and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. 3:18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, fire tried, that thou mayest be made rich and mayest be clothed in white garments, and that the shame of thy nakedness may not appear, and anoint thy eyes with thy eyesalve, that thou mayest see. 3:19. Such as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous therefore and do penance. 3:20. Behold, I stand at the gate and knock. If any man shall hear my voice and open to me the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. 3:21. To him that shall overcome, I will give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome and am set down with my Father in his throne. 3:22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. Apocalypse chapter 4. The vision of the throne of God, the 24 ancients and the 4 living creatures. 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard, as it were, of a trumpet speaking with me, said, Come up hither, and I will shew thee the things which must be done hereafter. 4:2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne one sitting. 4:3. And he that sat was to the sight like the jasper and the sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. 4:4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats, 24 ancients sitting, clothed in white garments, and on their heads were crowns of gold. 4:5. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and voices and thunders, and there were 7 lamps burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. 4:6. And in the sight of the throne was, as it were, a sea of glass like to crystal, and in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. 4:7. And the first living creature was like a lion, and the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature, having the face, as it were, of a man, and the fourth living creature was like an eagle flying. 4:8. And the four living creatures had each of them 6 wings, and round about and within they are full of eyes. And they rested not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. 4:9. And when those living creatures gave glory and honor and benediction to him that sitteth on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. 4:10. The 24 ancients fell down before him that sitteth on the throne and adored him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, because thou hast created all things, and for thy will they were and have been created. Apocalypse chapter 5. The book sealed with 7 seals is opened by the Lamb, who thereupon receives adoration and praise from all. 5:1. And I saw, in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book, written within and without, sealed with 7 seals. 5:2. And I saw a strong angel, proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? 5:3. And no man was able, neither in heaven nor on earth nor under the earth, to open the book, nor to look on it. 5:4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book, nor to see it. 5:5. And one of the ancients said to me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. 5:6. And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 living creatures and in the midst of the ancients, a lamb standing, as it were slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. 5:7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. 5:8. And when he had opened the book, the 4 living creatures and the 24 ancients fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. The prayers of saints. Here we see that the saints in heaven offer up to Christ the prayers of the faithful upon earth. 5:9. And they sung a new canticle, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God, in thy blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. 5:10. And hast made us to our God a kingdom and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. 5:11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the ancients, and the number of them was thousands of thousands. 5:12. Saying with a loud voice, The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and benediction. 5:13. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard all saying, To him that sitteth on the throne and to the Lamb, benediction and honor and glory and power, forever and ever. 5:14. And the 4 living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 ancients fell down on their faces and adored him that liveth forever and ever. Apocalypse chapter 6. What followed upon opening 6 of the seals? 6:1. And I saw that the Lamb had opened 1 of the 7 seals. And I heard 1 of the 4 living creatures, as it were the voice of thunder, saying, Come and see. 6:2. And I saw, and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and there was a crown given him, and he went forth conquering that he might conquer. White horse. He that sitteth on the white horse is Christ, going forth to subdue the world by his gospel. The other horses that follow represent the judgments and punishment that were to fall on the enemies of Christ and his church. The red horse signifies war, the black horse, famine, and the pale horse, which has death for its rider, plagues or pestilence. 6:3. And when he had opened the 2nd seal, I heard a 2nd living creature saying, Come and see. 6:4. And there went out another horse that was red, and to him that sat thereon, it was given that he should take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And a great sword was given to him. 6:5. And when he had opened the 3rd seal, I heard the 3rd living creature saying, Come and see. And behold a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of scales in his hand. 6:6. And I heard, as it were a voice in the midst of the 4 living creatures, saying, 2 pounds of wheat for a penny, and 2 pounds of barley for a penny. And see thou heard not the wine and the oil. 6:7. And when he had opened the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th living creature saying, Come and see. 6:8. And behold a pale horse. And he that sat upon him, his name was Death. And hell followed him. and power was given to him over the four parts of the earth, to kill with sword, with famine and with death and with the beasts of the earth. 6:9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Under the altar, Christ, as man, is this altar, under which the souls of the martyrs live in heaven, as their bodies are here deposited under our altars. 6:10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and revenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Revenge our blood. They ask not this out of hatred to their enemies, but out of zeal for the glory of God, and a desire that the Lord would accelerate the general judgment, and the complete beatitude of all his elect. 6:11. And white robes were given to every one of them. 1. And it was said to them that they should rest for a little time till their fellow servants and their brethren, who are to be slain even as they, should be filled up. 6:12. And I saw, when he had opened the sixth seal, and behold there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the whole moon became as blood. 6:13. And the stars from heaven fell upon the earth, as the fig tree casteth its green figs when it is shaken by a great wind. 6:14. And the heaven departed as a book folded up, and every mountain, and the islands, were moved out of their places. 6:15. And the kings of the earth and the princes and tribunes and the rich and the strong and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of mountains. 6:16. And they say to the mountains and the rocks, Fall upon us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. 6:17. For the great day of their wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Apocalypse chapter 7. The number of them that were marked with the seal of the living God and clothed in white robes. 7:1. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that they should not blow upon the earth nor upon the sea nor on any tree. 7:2. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. 7:3. Saying, Hurt not the earth nor the sea nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. 7:4. And I heard the number of them that were signed. 144,000 were signed, of every tribe of the children of Israel. 7:5. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 signed. 7:6. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 signed. 7:7. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. 7:8. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. 7:9. After this, I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and inside of the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands. 7:10. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. 7:11. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the ancients and the four living creatures. And they fell down before the throne upon their faces and adored God. 7:12. Saying, Amen. Benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength, to our God, forever and ever. Amen. 7:13. And one of the ancients answered and said to me, These that are clothed in white robes, who are they? And whence came they? 7:14. And I said to him, My Lord, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they who are come out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and have made them white in the blood of the Lamb. 7:15. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell over them. 7:16. They shall no more hunger nor thirst, neither shall the sun fall on them, nor any heat. 7:17. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall rule them and shall lead them to the fountains of the waters of life. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Apocalypse chapter 8. The seventh seal is opened. The angels with the seven trumpets. 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven, as it were, for half an hour. 8:2. And I saw seven angels standing in the presence of God, and there were given to them seven trumpets. 8:3. And another angel came and stood before the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense, that he should offer of the prayers of all saints, upon the golden altar which is before the throne of God. 8:4. And the smoke of the incense of the prayers of the saints ascended up before God from the hand of the angel. 8:5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it on the earth, and there were thunders and voices and lightnings in a great earthquake. 8:6. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound the trumpet. 8:7. And the first angel sounded the trumpet, and there followed hail and fire, mingled with blood, and it was cast on the earth, and the third part of the earth was burnt up, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. 8:8. And the second angel sounded the trumpet, and, as it were, a great mountain, burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. 8:9. And the third part of those creatures died which had life in the sea, and the third part of the ships was destroyed. 8:10. And the third angel sounded the trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven, burning as it were a torch, and it fell on the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. 8:11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. 8:12. And the fourth angel sounded the trumpet, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that the third part of them was darkened, and the day did not shine for a third part of it, and the night in like manner. 8:13. And I beheld, and heard the voice of one eagle flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the rest of the voices of the three angels, who are yet to sound the trumpet. Apocalypse chapter 9. Locusts come forth from the bottomless pit. The vision of the army of horsemen. 9:1. And the fifth angel sounded the trumpet, and I saw a star fall from heaven upon the earth, and there was given to him the key of the bottomless pit. A star fall. This may mean the fallen apostasy of great and burned men from the true faith, or a whole nation falling into error and separating from the church, not having the sign of God in their foreheads. And there was given to him the key of the bottomless pit. That is, to the angel, not to the fallen star. To this angel was given the power, which is here signified by a key, of opening hell. 9:2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and the smoke of the pit arose, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened with the smoke of the pit. 9:3. And from the smoke of the pit there came out locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. There came out locusts. These may be devils in Antichrist's time, having the appearance of locusts, but large and monstrous, as here described. Or they may be real locusts, but of an extraordinary size and monstrous shape, such as were never before seen on earth, sent to torment those who have not the sign, or seal, of God on their foreheads. Some commentators by these locusts understand heretics, and especially those heretics that sprung from Jews, and with them deny the divinity of Jesus Christ, as Theodotus, Praxias, Nettus, Paul of Samosata, Sabellius, Arius, etc. These were great enemies of the Christian religion. They tormented and infected the souls of men, stinging them like scorpions, with the poison of their heresies. Others have explained these locusts, and other animals, mentioned in different places throughout this sacred and mystical book, in a most absurd, fanciful, and ridiculous manner. They make Ibid and the Pope, and the locusts to be friars mendicant, etc. Here it is thought proper, not to enter into any controversy upon that subject, as the inventors of these fancies have been already answered, and fully refuted by many controvertists. Besides, those who might be imposed on by such chimerical writers, are in these days much better informed. 9:4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who have not the sign of God on their foreheads. 9:5. And it was given unto them that they should not kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. 9:6. And in those days, men shall seek death and shall not find it, and they shall desire to die, and death shall fly from them. 9:7. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. 9:8. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as lions. 9:9. And they had breastplates as breastplates of iron, and the noise of their wings was as the noise of chariots and many horses running to battle. 9:10. And they had tails like to scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men. 5 months. And they had over them. 9:11. A king, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek Apollyon, in Latin Exterminans. 9:12. One woe is past, and behold there come yet two woes more hereafter. 9:13. And the sixth angel sounded the trumpet, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before the eyes of God. 9:14. Saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, loose the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. 9:15. And the four angels were loosed, who were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to kill the third part of men. 9:16. And the number of the army of horsemen was 20,000 × 10,000. And I heard the number of them. 9:17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and they that sat on them had breastplates of fire and of hyacinth and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and from their mouths proceeded fire and smoke and brimstone. 9:18. And by these three plagues was slain the third part of men, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. 9:19. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like to serpents and have heads, and with them they hurt. 9:20. And the rest of the men, who were not slain by these plagues, did not do penance from the works of their hands, that they should not adore devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. 9:21. Neither did they penance from their murders nor from their sorceries nor from their fornication nor from their thefts. Apocalypse chapter 10. The cry of a mighty angel. He gives John a book to eat. 10:1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and the rainbow was on his head, and his face as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. 10:2. And he had in his hand a little book, open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. 10:3. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. 10:4. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders have spoken, and write them not. 10:5. And the angel whom I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. 10:6. And he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things which are therein, and the earth and the things which are in it, and the sea and the things which are therein, that time shall be no longer. 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound the trumpet, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he hath declared by his servants the prophets. Declared, literally evangelized, to signify the good tidings, agreeable to the gospel, of the final victory of Christ, and of that eternal life, which should be the reward of the temporal sufferings of the martyrs and faithful servants of God. 10:8. And I heard a voice from heaven, again speaking to me and saying, go and take the book that is open, from the hand of the angel who standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. 10:9. And I went to the angel, saying unto him that he should give me the book. And he said to me, take the book and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but in thy mouth it shall be sweet as honey. 10:10. And I took the book from the hand of the angel and ate it up, and it was in my mouth, sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. 10:11. And he said to me, thou must prophesy again to many nations and peoples and tongues and kings.